13.2.
Welcome back to Lifelines, the programme that tries to make everyday life just a bit more manageable. Today we have with us Penny Marshall, professional life coach in the business sector. She's joined us to talk about commuting and how to survive it. Penny, nice to have you on the show. So, how long do people spend commuting each day?
Well, people in the UK spend an average of 45 minutes travelling to and from work. That's longer than in other European countries and works out at about 139 hours a year, or 19 working days. Of course, transport problems like train delays and cancellations or traffic jams can make your commute considerably longer.
So what can people do?
Well, of course, people use different forms of transport to get to work. So let's start with travellers by train. It sounds simple, but if your usual train is always packed, why not try an earlier or later one? Many bosses are flexible about hours, provided they know when to expect you. Setting off half an hour earlier or later might mean you get a seat in a quieter carriage. It's worth a try.
But what about if all the morning trains are full, or if there is a delay?
Sure, and this is the reality for hundreds of people every day. My advice is to plan your journey. Take something to do, preferably something you enjoy rather than work. So, reading a book or magazine, doing a puzzle or writing a letter to a friend. Or why not try something creative? Several of my clients take knitting on the train. Try anything that keeps your mind off the journey and has some positive result.
Good advice. But what if you can't get a seat? A lot of commuters have to stand on the train.
Of course, you're right. And that can be very uncomfortable. People don't like losing their personal space and can get very stressed. In these cases, try accepting the situation and relaxing your mind. Focus on your breathing and think of something nice. A place that you love, a happy experience or a funny conversation. And try not to talk to other commuters for too long.
That's surprising. Why is that?
Well, it's okay to chat for a few minutes, but talking for a long time can be tiring. And if you are in a group of stressed people who are all complaining about the trains, you will end up in a really bad mood yourself.
Yes, I see. That makes sense.
One other tip is to try a bit of exercise. Not aerobics, of course, but if you tense and then relax every muscle in your body, from your head to your toes, it can get rid of stress. Car drivers can try that too.
Thanks for that, Penny. Stay tuned and we'll be back in a second with more interesting advice for commuters. But first, here's a taste of what's to come.